Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.
The latest Absa Purchasing Managers Index for December last year is out and highlights ongoing challenges from weaker demand to logistical disruptions. But I also think there's a glimmer of optimism for this year. So let's break it all down with Sello Sekele, an economist at Absa Corporate and Investment Banking. Sello, a very warm welcome to you. Let's start with that headline number, PMI dropping to 46.2 in December. What is the signify then for South Africa's manufacturing sector?
Thanks for having me, Jeremy. So basically, it says that, business conditions in the manufacturing sector, continue to deteriorate. So any number that's below 50 just basically means that business conditions were tough in the sector.
Of more concern is business activity, and that fell to 40.3%. Remind us what business activity is in terms of the index, and what are the key factors behind this decline, and how concerned should we be?
Yeah, so business activity basically means output, right? So what you tend to see is that when business activity declines, new sales orders also decline, because, output tends to follow demand. So those were the main key drivers this time around. And as often, those are the two sub-indices that tend to drive the headline numbers. And this is quite surprising, right? So if you think about, how the manufacturing sector is quite sensitive to things like electricity supply, that was quite stable in December, but you continue to see business activity, which is output, continue to decline. So maybe it shows that, demand overall in the sector is quite weak. And especially if you look at external demand, that's quite weak.
Are we talking about business activity across all sectors within manufacturing, or are there some areas that are perhaps less vulnerable than others?
Yeah, so what we don't get is the breakdown in terms of sectors. So we only look at it at a headline level. So it's mostly sectors that are covered, yes.
Now, you also referenced logistical issues contributing to supplier delivery time. I think we know what the problems are, but just elaborate for us very quickly on what is causing these disruptions. And again, going forward, do you have any sign that there is maybe a turnaround here, some degree of optimism?
So we reference, supply chain issues, because normally when you see business activity and new sales orders being weak, you tend to see supplier delivery times also getting less and less. But this time around, they lengthened. So what that says is that you have a supply chain that has some sort of blockages even when activity is weak. So that's a sign that maybe there's some issues in terms of the supply chain. Now, I saw an article today that says that there are issues in terms of the Pier 2 container terminal of Transnet. So maybe those are some of the issues that are contributing here. But look, Transnet is implementing its recovery plan. We know that that will take time. So for me, that's some glimmer of hope. So as time goes, I think the logistical issues in SA should get better.
And Sello, another glimmer of hope, a noted improvement in business optimism for the next 6 months. So obviously, they're taking the community is taking reports like that and drawing a similar conclusion.
Yeah, look, so here I just want to say, let's take it with a bit of a pinch of salt, because the index is not seasonal adjusted. So what we tend to see here is that businesses tend to be quite optimistic at the end of each year, right? So I guess it's with a hope that the next coming year will be better. But with that said, I think, there is a degree of optimism or of positivity we can take from this.
Another sign of positivity, but again, we've got to be very careful about this, I imagine, is that cost pressure is moderating. But we do have a weakening rand at the moment, and fuel prices are continually fluctuating. So, again, we need to be cautious there.
Yeah, we need to be cautious. Look, the external environment right now is not quite conducive for SA. That's why you see the rand, being quite weak. But our baseline is that the rand will appreciate next year. and end the year a bit stronger. So with that, we expect to see, cost pressures relatively contained, this year rather.
Aside, we're all talking about 2024 and 25 in the same sentence these days. Aside from the logistics side and fixing Transnet, is there any recommendation on specific policy or infrastructure intervention that could help stabilize and support the sector in the near term beyond what has been done already?
Yeah, so look, Jeremy, every business operates at a local municipal level, right? And we know that municipalities, most of them have issues, and manufacturers have continued, to highlight this as a constraint. So when you start to see municipalities get their house in order, right, appoint engineers that they're supposed to appoint financial managers to run those municipalities efficiently, and invest where they're supposed to invest, those kind of things are going to support not just the manufacturing sector but the economy as a whole.
And just a final question then, looking ahead to Q1 in 2025, let's get that date right, how do you see the manufacturing sector performing?
Yeah, so we are quite positive about not just the sector, but, economy-wide, not just in Q4, in Q1 also, but the whole of 2025. We think that with improved optimism economy-wide, the manufacturing sector will also benefit from this and should support the manufacturing sector, not just in Q1, but the whole of 2025.
And that is a useful early barometer as far as South Africa's economic performance is concerned, the ABSA Purchasing Managers Index. And my thanks to economist Sello Sekele.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.